breathe. And move your attention now to the top of your scalp, letting the serpent rest there in the base of your belly. Move your attention to the top of your scalp, to your crown, to the place where the bones meet when you were an infant, when they were soft and open. And feel those bones in your skull soften, opening and relaxing. Feel the opening there and breathe into that. With every breath, you open the space between the bones a little wider. With each breath, feeling that hard shell soften and relax and open and open. And move your awareness up and out beyond the confines of your skull, of your physical being. Move your consciousness, your awareness through this opening and upwards, beyond the body, beyond the ceiling, beyond the rooftop and upward. With every breath, your awareness and attention move upwards and outwards, reaching up above the treetops and farther up above the cloud cover, and up into the curve of the Earth's atmosphere, and even beyond that and up and out, out into the darkness between stars, into the vast black mirror of space, and open to that spaciousness, that expansiveness, that unlimitable openness. And breathe and open to that. Breathe and open. With every breath, feel yourself expanding into the unlimitable openness of space, of the stellar night. With each breath, become infused with the starry energy of that vastness. With every breath, taking in the cold, crystalline power of night, with every breath becoming bigger, expanding outward. And allow your inner eye to find, in the dark expanse of space, the curved black mirror at the horizon edge of space, a black-blue shimmering there, a pulsing vibration darker than the darkness. And take a breath now. In the mirror there, taking shape, out of the darkness reflected there, taking shape, a great and powerful bird. This is the bird of heaven, and feel the power he emanates, gentle and kind, cool and pure, the embodiment of all you long to be and all you strive to become. He is every spiritual quality you aspire to. He embodies all of that. This mighty bird, the blue one. Take a breath and see his shape take on the substance in the mirror. See him take flight from the mirror's surface, his great wings unfold in the vastness of space, in the expansiveness of the mother's body, and see him as he flies toward you. Descending, winging through space, he comes closer, this huge winged presence, as his feathers break through the atmosphere of the earth. Feel his approach, swooping down, descending down toward you, heeding your call, your invitation. Hear the pounding whisper of his wing feathers beating in your ear as he comes closer, closer, soaring downward, swooping in. closer still, down and down he comes, and take a breath as his powerful body descends. Here he comes, entering the soft opening of your crown, filling you with an explosion of terrible blue light, cool and bright and unconditional in his love. He enters you like a flash of lightning, filling you with himself, blue fire, sparkling life force, filling your skull and neck, illuminating your third eye, and pouring down now a liquid cobalt blue fire into your neck and torso, igniting your heart and belly and sex and limbs, the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet shining with the incredible blueness of his presence. Feel the quick vibration of his power, his compassion, and take a breath. And with every breath, become more able to embody his shimmering presence. Breathing, your breath gentles him. His presence gentles in you until you can discern his compassion. He is all heart. He is love beyond any love you have ever experienced. Feel that in you. His is a purity beyond any purity you could ever imagine. With each breath, you come to know him. With every breath, he fills you with his gentle, laughing presence. He is the blue of sky and the warmth of sunlight, and feel him. Feel each cell and node ignite with the power of Johnny Glass, herself and other half, her firstborn, and see him. Again, the shape of a bird, the shape of a dove, hovering here at your heart, his wings beating in time with your own heart pulsing. Take a breath and look into his eyes, his all-seeing, all-knowing eyes, his eyes. His eyes hold no judgment. His eyes radiate nothing less than love, kindness. His eyes hold a gentle, bemused compassion. His eyes, with every breath, fall deeper into his eyes, fall deeper still into his eyes. He is in you. His beating wings match to the rhythm of your heart, and you are falling into his eyes, and you are contained within him, inside the unlimited compassion of this being, and you are suffused with love, overcome with love, and all of you is laid bare to him as you are within him. And resounding in your ears, you hear his voice. His is the voice of 1,000 angelic choirs, and every cell in your body awakens to listen to the sound, to drink it in, to bathe in the overwhelming joy of his words. With each breath, his song becomes clearer. With every breath, the heavenly music, translated into the language that you can conceive. The ear in every cell of your body opens, arching to hear these words. And he says, "In all creation there is no such thing as pure goodness. There is no perfect sacrifice. Be gentle with yourself as you seek knowledge of spirit. From this is born wisdom. Take responsibility for self, and you will know liberty. Become aware of that which you aspire to become. All that you believe will bring you to a state of purity. Know you are already that. There is nothing to be done. There is nothing to strive for. No sacrifice is required. This is the way of justice. There is no shame nor guilt, and nothing at all to fear. These are illusions. You are already in your perfected state. All has already been forgiven. All transgressions are released. The past is over. You are loved beyond your wildest imaginings, just as you are, in all your parts. For the mother and her children are compassionate in our love. Take a breath. And as you breathe, you find you are outside the body of the bird of heaven, gazing once again into his eyes. There in his eyes, the teeming universe is spiraling. Rainbow fires burn there, blue tongue shape-shifting flames swirling in the bright reflective surface of his eyes. His eye, the bright mirror. Gaze upon yourself in the bright mirror. Gaze upon yourself reflected there in the bright mirror of his eyes. And he speaks to you and you alone of other truths. Listen now. Take a breath so you can hear. Watch in the bright mirror so you can see. There in the bright mirror of his eyes, amid the swirling rainbow flames, something silver and bright takes shape. It is an offering he makes to you. It is a chalice held out to you. See it clearly in the bright mirror taking shape. Take a breath and reach into the bright mirror, the eye of Diana Glass, and take up the chalice. Feel its weight in your hand. Feel the surface of this cup. And look into it. It overflows with life force, a liquid pure and clean, sparkling with the star kiss of every galaxy in the universe, swirling in rainbow opalescence, dark and cold and blue and bright and blessed by the perfect love of the bird of heaven for you. For you. And in your mind's eye, lift the chalice to your lips. Take in the heady scent of this elixir, this mana from the Blue One. Feel the cells within your body awaken in anticipation, and bring the chalice to your lips and sip from it. Cold liquid fire flows across your tongue, and as you swallow, this blue fire kiss is carried to every cell in your physical body. Every cell and each node, each neuron and synapse and receptor is cleansed, healed, and vivified. Drink deeply of this chalice. You are blessed with sacred knowledge imparted in this elixir. All comes from love and all returns to love. There are many loves and there is one love, many lovers and one lover, myriad expressions of love. Love is the law. All acts of love and pleasure are her rituals. Self-love is the same love as the love of the goddess. Love for self is the same as love from the goddess. For God is self and self is God, and the love of God and self are the same. Drink this in. Savor it. Consume the message. Feel it enter each of your cells so it becomes embodied within you. So you won't forget. So you will always remember. And as you drink, the bird closes his eyes. He folds his wings in close to his shining body and tucks his beak beneath a wing, nestled near your heart. And take a breath and hold the bird of heaven in your heart and let him rest there for now. And if you are ready, you can continue with this next part of the meditation. And if you need a break for now, that's fine. You can come back another time.